Dear Heavenly Father, as I open my lips, may it be your Spirit talking to each one of our hearts. May your words come into our mind and heart. May they produce the fruit that you have intended it to produce. Because we pray in Jesus' name, amen. This week, we've been hearing a lot about the stimulus plan. And reading through newspapers, listening to the radio, we still don't know if the plan is going to work. It's the first time somebody is trying this. Plans. Are they important? Very important. 2 years ago, we were meeting with the pastors there in San Diego, and we had invited the director for the Red Cross to come and tell us how to plan for moments of crisis, difficult moments. And the first question she asked was, do you have a plan? And that shocked me. I thought she was coming to tell us what the plan was. Some of the pastors quickly raised their hand and said, well, we have a plan at our church where we have fire extinguishers in case of an emergency, in case of a fire. Another one said, we have a plan where we know where we have to go in case of an emergency. We have a church member who will call all the church members and make sure they're okay. But she still was not convinced. So she asked the question again. Do you have a plan? Do you personally, for your family, have a plan? And she continued saying, you see, I am the director for the Red Cross of San Diego. But unless I know that my family is taken care of, they're okay, I can't help anybody else. That stuck to my mind. When I got home, I said, Carolina, we need a plan. What are we going to do if all of a sudden all the phone lines go and there's no way of communicating? What are we going to do? Well, let's meet at San Diego State. It was right in the middle between her job and where we live. So San Diego State sounds like a good place, public place. But now we're in Carlsbad. Carolina, what are we going to do? We're going to go to the outlet. That's the place where we're going to meet. We want to have a plan, an emergency plan. We want to be prepared for what could come. You guys remember the fire drills? They were fun, weren't they? I thought so. Especially when they're right in the middle of the test. Ring, yes. Let's go outside. Walk outside and everybody just lined up and we had to follow the teacher all the way to the parking lot or the field. That was great. But while I was doing these drills, practicing, sometimes I would wonder, is this really going to work? Is this going to save my life? I remember the teachers being very specific. Do not take anything from your desks. I would think, wow, look at all those calculators. All those books. They're expensive. And we just grab one and each one takes one book out. We could save those things. But those things could what? Keep us from living. So the teacher was very specific. Do not take anything from your desk. Leave it. It can save your life. I believe Jesus speaking to the multitude on a mountain was not speaking to just comfort them. He was presenting God's plan for a time, a difficult time, that was about to come to his people, to his nation. You see, only Jesus could see what was about to happen. Years from that moment, the Roman army would come and they would surround the city of Jerusalem. They would destroy that city. They would destroy its temple. And Jesus wanted his people to be ready, to be prepared. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to them with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. A parable we all know. The wise man, the foolish man. Jesus said these words, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." What was the plan that Jesus was presenting to his people? What is the plan that Jesus was presenting to all those who would go through a crisis? What is the plan Jesus was presenting to us who live here today under these circumstances? As I was reading Matthew chapter 6, which was our scripture reading, verse 31, Jesus said, "Therefore, take no thought, don't be worried, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for the heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first." What does it say? "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." A simple plan. A plan everybody can understand. Children, they know this plan. They can understand it. They can follow through. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." When I would read these verses, I would think, wow, this is pretty neat. All these things shall be added unto you. For some reason, I would make a list of things. Well, it'd be good to have a house, a job, it's basic needs, God. A phone, you need to communicate, see how family is doing. A car, what would we do without a car here in California? Impossible to move. Oh, you can move, but it'll take a long, long time. So what else? The internet would be good to have in that list. Email, friends. Was this what Jesus was talking about? I found out it was not. In fact, when I read this yesterday, I said, Dad, guess what I found? I called him up. I found out what all these things means. Yesterday, I found out what all these things means. Verse 31, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear or be clothed with? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Dad, I know. God will take care of my food. God will take care of my drink, my water. God will take care of my clothing. He has promised he will do just that. Amen? Basic needs. I will take care of your basic needs. Does that mean I could lose my job? Yes. I could lose my house? Yes. I could lose my car? Yes. But God has said he will take care of me. He will take care of my family. This plan will work. Amen? This plan God had told his people hundreds of years before Jesus even came into the scene. God had used a prophet by the name of Zephaniah. A prophet who was contemporary with other prophets like Habakkuk, Nahum. Jeremiah was in that time there. God had brought several people to announce that something big was about to happen. Something terrible was about to happen. A big crisis was on the horizon. And he wanted his people to be ready. He wanted his people to have a plan. The Babylonians were becoming strong. They were growing. They were powerful. And they were not going to negotiate with nobody. Whoever opposed them, they were going to destroy. I brought some pictures today. In that time, Egypt was strong in the south. In the north, Assyria was strong. And they said, no, Babylon, you're not going to do what you want to do. We are going to stop you. And this is what happened to them. Ruins of this mighty empire. You can go to the next slide. They built big, big monuments. That's part of a temple. Huge. But all that would not resist the attack of the Babylonians. Next slide. Huge tombs. The people down there just look like little ants. They built all that. They were going to last forever. They would not disappear, they said. Next slide. So some ruins now found in a museum. Next slide. All that would crumble, would fall. All that would disappear into the earth, and archaeologists centuries later would dig these artifacts out. Next slide. There's the famous archaeologist, Carolina Ramirez. Standing right next to. Huge, monumental. Next slide. Next slide. They would write on gold, on this tablet, in cuneiform, in Assyrian. They wrote, cursed be the person who destroys this palace. Cursed be the person who comes and attacks Assyria. Sargon II wrote it on gold. Powerful. But God said, danger was coming. A crisis was coming. And they needed to be ready. One more I think I have there. Just beautiful things they would build in their palaces. All that destroyed. God had said so. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah chapter 1. It's right after Habakkuk. Small little book. And right before Haggai. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 1 says, the word of the Lord, which came unto Zephaniah the son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hizkiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, says the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. But verse 7, here comes the plan. Hold thy peace, be still, be quiet, in the presence of whom? In the presence of the Lord. Is it difficult to be at peace when things around us are not going well, brothers and sisters? Is it difficult? But is it possible through God's strength? It's possible to be silent, to listen to what God is trying to tell us for the moments of great need. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nations not desired. Gather, come together, just like what we're doing right now. We're coming together to worship whom? To worship God. Come together. In moments of need, don't be afraid. Come together. What for? Verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Amen? Seek the Lord. Seek him. Look for him. Search. Ask. All you meek of the earth, all you who are stressed, all you who are humbled, all you who are going through difficult times, all you who do his judgment. I asked myself, what is God's judgment? It's his decision. It's his will. That's God's judgment. What he has decided. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, what he decides, do it. It's going to work. What he decides is best for you, do it. It can save your life. And it can save the life of your family, of your loved ones, of those who are around you. A promise in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 5. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning does he bring his judgment to light. When does he reveal his will? Every morning, every day, all those who seek him will find him. All those who seek him will find him. He will reveal his judgment every morning. My sister Rachel and my brother-in-law, Hugo, went to a beautiful island called Guam. Beautiful. It's gorgeous. I had the privilege of going because Nathaniel was born in Guam, so off I went to visit my niece who was being born, that beautiful, beautiful island. And they were neighbors with the Youngbergs there for several years. And they had a great time, beautiful, beautiful time there. 6 years in the island of Guam. But something tragic, something sad, something unthinkable happened in that very peaceful and beautiful island. Both Hugo and Rachel were at work when a man with a gun came to the clinic because he was going to kill his wife. Nobody could have foreseen that. Nobody could have imagined that. Just like that, middle of the day, comes with his gun, comes into the clinic, and they heard the gunshot. Bah! Rachel was inside her office and on her desk, or sitting in, at her desk, and she said, "I heard like a file cabinet just pow, fall on the ground and hit the floor very hard. But the funny thing is it did it again and again." And then she started to hear people running through the halls of that clinic and screaming, "Man with gun, man with gun." She said, first reaction was, hide under the desk. That was the safest place she had drilled here in California for earthquakes, right? Or for tornadoes when we were in Michigan. What do? You look for a secure place and you just go down there. But she thought, wait a second, where's Hugo? Let me go out. And she opened her door and there was Hugo running towards her. Rachel, there's a man with a gun here near the clinic and he's using it. And she said, I know, come, let's go to the desk. And he's like, no, let's go outside. Let's go. There's a door over here. And they walked right out the door into the parking lot. And before she knew it, Hugo was back into the clinic trying to help people. Tragedy. Unthinkable. Friends they knew got shot. People from church. You know, the members, workers were not members but had been there for many, many years helping at the clinic. One of those workers had just gotten back from his honeymoon. It was his first day at work again. And boom, a bullet right through his neck. When he felt that cold blood just going down, and he was touching and saying, wow. First thing that came to his mind was, I need to call my mom. I need to call my mom. Nurses are like, we need to take you to the emergency room. No, I need to call my mom. He was doing what he was supposed to do in case of an emergency. I need to call my mom. So they got him a phone. Mom, they just shot me. Where? My neck, mom. I'm going over, son. Hugo, he said, I did exactly what I thought I would do in case of an emergency. I went first to look for my wife, Rachel, make sure she was okay, and then go and help those who needed help. Everybody did according to what they had planned. According to plan. The young man with the shot in his neck, he was saved. Amen? It was a miracle. Ten people got shot. Three passed away. Seven did not. Seven were saved. But I was thinking of this story. Said, we will do what we have planned to do. We will do whatever we planned to do. Fallbrook family, do you have a plan? Fallbrook family, is your plan God's plan? In moments of need, in moments of crisis, in an emergency, who do we call first? Do we seek God? Do we ask God, what is it that you want me to do in this moment of crisis, of need? God, this is what you want me to do. It seems difficult, but help me. Help me to do what is right in your eyes. Amen? Simple plan. A perfect plan. A plan that can save your life and the life of your loved ones. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the other things will be added unto you. Amen.